Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Standing on My Soapbox, the daily rant and radio show. We talk about all of the good, bad, and the ugly of current events. Join your host, Scott Fullerton, and co-host, Craig Hurley. You, our listeners, are invited to call in and stand on our soapbox with us. Call 347-989-0126 between 4 and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. That's 347-989-0126. Now, here are your host and creator, Scott Fullerton, and co-host, Craig Hurley.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. Thank you very much, Katie. Welcome to Standing on My Soapbox. We've reached the end of another great week of talk radio. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I am your host, Scott Fullerton. It is Friday, March 22nd, 2019. Just a couple seconds, I'll be joined by my talented co-host, actor and writer, Mr. Craig Hurley. We hope you'll take the time to call in today and be standing on my soapbox with Craig and I. You can call us at 347-989-0126. That's 347-989-0126. Give us a call anytime in the next hour. We look forward to hearing what's on your mind. Let's go ahead and get right into it. Mr. Craig Hurley, how the heck are you?
What's going on, dude?
I'm doing okay. I'm trying it on Skype today. Do you hear me okay? Am I clear enough?
Yeah, I'm hearing you, but I'm hearing an echo.
That's what I was afraid of.
For some reason, it's not letting me log in or on my computer. Sorry, we're having technical difficulties again today.
Technical difficulties again. And I'm echoing. Huh? Maybe I should call on my phone then.
It was me that was echoing. Now I'm not hearing it. Can you see my the other feed? Can you see the other feed?
Let me pull in that one and take you off the other. Hold on one second here. We'll see what's up. All right, go ahead and talk now.
No, the problem is that I'm still on the phone, dude.
No, I can hear you. I can hear you without the phone.
Yeah,
I have the phone on. Your phone's on mute. I'm hearing you through your mic.
Okay.
So that's working. You can hang up and you should be fine. As long as you can hear me, we're okay.
Problem is, I can't hear me through my mic and I can't hear you.
Oh, okay. That's kind of strange. I can hear you.
I can hear myself. Great. This is not going to work. I'm going to have to call you back.
All right. Guys, it's live radio. We're always trying new things here. It's a wonderful relationship between Ohio and Chicago, trying to figure these things out here. So we appreciate your patience while we kind of get all this under control. But we have Craig calling right back in on his phone, and we'll go ahead and take this off here. Yeah, I can hear you fine, bro. I don't know why you couldn't hear me. Sorry about that. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I can't hear. I don't know what's going on either, dude.
I don't know if it's because I tried the Skype thing or what's going on, but are you hearing yourself echo still?
Right now when I'm talking to you? Yes.
Yeah. You are hearing an echo?
Yeah. Wow, I'm sure this makes for just friggin' awesome friggin' radio, dude.
This is exciting radio, guys. All right, I'm going to let you talk for a second, and I'm going to call in. Talk about what's happening in Chicago, and I'm going to call in that to get rid of the echo here. Here we go.
Chicago? It's actually a pretty nice day. We're looking at like 40 degrees and no rain. And it's actually a very, very nice day. Already had a couple of meetings and things are going pretty good. I really didn't want to talk about the weather, even though the entire East Coast is getting pummeled. And there looks like there's going to be a lot of snow as well. But I don't want to talk about the weather. It's enough talking about the weather. But I really wanted to talk about how 45's been going off on a number of different people, and mostly people that are, you know, dead, like McCain. And it's pretty disrespectful, and it's also childish, and that's what McCain's. Wow, what is that noise? Dude, it sounds like there's a freaking bird or something. What's happening? The digital bird.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Keep talking.
Keep talking. I'm going to try one more thing. Keep talking.
No, that's okay. The digital bird has gone away now. It has gone away. And there's no echo. But yeah, McCain, I mean, 45 going after McCain. And then McCain's daughter finally came out and said something. And she said exactly what I said about him a couple of days ago, which is, you're a child. So that's her only that's her only response to 45 is, you are a child. And then Kushner pulling this same thing supposedly that Hillary Clinton pulled with all the emails, and but he did it over WhatsApp. Dude, I don't even communicate over WhatsApp. It is so friggin' like, it'll bring viruses and stuff to you. Sorry, I don't mean to bash WhatsApp, but dude, it is so bad to communicate. I mean, a lot of people can read your stuff, hear your stuff. He's communicating with foreign dignitaries over WhatsApp. What? That's not even an email server, dude. What?
We're back to normal, and I'm giving up on Skype. I don't know. I don't think that worked correctly. So we're good.
Okay.
We're good now.
Well,
everything's good.
I don't know what's going on. I can't – when I'm talking into my – I may have to, like, reboot all my shit. So let me do that.
There you go.
See what happens.
Well, happy Friday. Now that we're actually talking, we can start the show. Hey, so we're talking about Jared, it sounds like, and his shenanigans.
Happy Friday. Happy
AOC?
Spring. Yeah, no, he did the same. He supposedly did the same shit that Hillary did, except Hillary actually used a private email server instead of WhatsApp. And that's what
right.
That's what Jared Kushner has been using. Dude, it is so – like you can penetrate that so easily with all sorts of – there's so many different ways to hear everybody's conversation on that. It's crazy to be using that to talk to foreign dignitaries. Dude needs to go to jail now. Now already. I'm tired of this. And let's pull – let's go Amendment 25 on 45, shall we? Because he's a crazy son of a bitch. So, I'm just really tired of all the freaking antics. He's going, like I said, he's going after McCain. McCain's dead, all right? And McCain actually did fight in a war and got tortured for fighting in that war and was a senator. He deserves all the respect, all of the government respect and all of the people's respect, period, and has been an amazing senator for his entire life, right? And I mean, an amazing American, an amazing person from the United States, and should be left alone and should be resting at peace. And I called him a child for his behavior a couple of days ago, and then McCain's daughter came out, and she's finally come out and said something, and she literally said, "You're a child." That's all she said.
Right.
Like,
I mean, I haven't agreed with a lot of McCain's policies, but he's always been a hero. You can't deny that. I mean,
right.
And he's had a lot of good policies, too. He's gone to bat for a lot of good things. But, yeah, it's kind of whatever. That guy is just losing it. He's afraid of this report, whatever it happens to see. And I don't think this Mueller report's going to be half as bad as he has in his head. He's just letting all these people live in his headspace right now, and I think we're all going to be disappointed. So we'll see what happens.
Nice. Well, there really is no illegality to colluding. You got to get your monies from somewhere, and as far as a businessman is concerned, he's gotten his monies from all different countries. He doesn't just deal with people from the United States. And most billionaires don't. They deal with people all over the world. So no doubt that he's done business with them in the past. That's just world business. That's just basics. So,
I honestly don't think he's hands-on enough to have colluded. Maybe other people in his campaign did. I don't think he knew anything about it. What he has done, I think he has obstructed it after the fact because he didn't know he wasn't guilty. He thought he might have been guilty, so he's been obstructing left, right, and center, which is actually worse because there was never really any collusion to begin with, I don't think, between him. Maybe people in his campaign were talking with people to try to get ups and downs, but I don't think it had that much to do with him. So it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out. That's for damn sure. I don't know.
Once again, messing with my computer. I'm sorry. Yeah, it is going to be interesting to see how all of the Mueller stuff pans out. And well, no, I actually think he's got things that are. Oh, hey, I'm hearing it now.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, can you hear that?
I do. I can hear in the background.
All right. So, hey, I can hear myself. That's awesome.
Oh, okay, one second.
Good times.
All right, can you hear yourself now?
I don't know. Am I on?
Yeah, can you hear yourself?
Yes, finally.
Hang up. There you go. Ta-da!
All right, right on.
All
I love
right.
when things
we
work
are cooking
correctly.
With gas. We are only 10 minutes into the show. We got it figured out, boys and girls. Call in and join the experiment. 347-989-0126.
Join this experiment is right.
Join the experiment in radio.
347-989-0126.
Can you tell it's a Friday? I mean, I couldn't find any news I liked. I think I'm just in a pissy mood ready for the weekend. Because I couldn't
Friday
find any
and,
news
and
I liked
super
today.
Super moon, first day of spring, spring fest.
Right.
That's awesome. That's really cool.
I just want to get the heck out of Dodge. I've been looking all weekend. I've been looking forward to going to Columbus. I'm driving down to Columbus tomorrow. Margaret Cho, the comedian, is performing, and she's been on my show like 4 times. So I'm going to go backstage and meet her and bring a couple of friends down there and just goof in Columbus. I was like, I don't feel like working today. This is our day job, and I got to get into it. I'll get there. I'll get there, boys and girls. Call in. Hold me accountable. 347-989-0126. We'll get this.
It's
we'll
okay.
make this happen.
No, there's always, you know me, I can just rant for like 10, 15 minutes on some stupid shit. So it'll
there
be all good.
Go.
But like yeah, I don't really want to stay on 45 and his antics. You know, all of it is just a major distraction. I do want to point out, however, all of the people lately who have been going around and shooting and killing people in his name. And I really think every single time that we turn around, like the Mosh shooting in Australia, in New Zealand, they turn around and mention 45 every
right.
single time. And I'm like, what's the common denominator here? And he doesn't stand up and say things against white supremacy. And he doesn't stand up and say things against nationalism or nationalists, which problem here. So what's the common denominator? And I'm really saying it's him. He's the common denominator.
Well, I told you, even that guy that killed the mob boss had MAGA on his hands. Wrote it on
yeah,
the palm of
yeah,
his hands
and
showed it. I mean,
yeah,
like,
and he mentioned 45 by name.
Different walks of life in so many different detrimental ways that it's just hard to keep track of anymore. It's just absolutely nuts. But I don't understand how people cannot see the destructive patterns that are emerging from other people around the country due to this guy's being a loose cannon.
No, we see
to
it.
Make America great again.
No, we see it. The only time America's been great, by the way, was 1776, maybe the year before, maybe like 1775, because they all got together, all of them, the United States. And at that time, it was just a bunch of colonies, but they still got together and went, hey, we're done. We don't want to be oppressed anymore by the king. Or the kings, for that matter, because France was involved and Spain was involved. All these people wanted a peace. So all the kings of those peoples wanted a peace. And they're like, no, go to hell. We do not want, we want to be able to practice whatever religion we want. We want to be able to freely walk around and not worry about paying taxes to you. We don't want to worry about any of this crap. It was done. That was the last time that this place was actually great, because everybody got together as one force and fought for something. And that one thing was freedom.
Right. We do see American exceptionalism in a lot of ways, but they are individual things. It's not the collective has not been that great together in a long time. I think you're absolutely right on that. We haven't been a collective great. There's some American exceptionalism.
We've just been going through democracy's growing pains. It's got to swing back and forth and back and forth. That is democracy. The people have to have the right to speak. Like I said, you have to give Nazis the right to speak. It may be horrific speech coming out of these people's mouths, but you still have to give them the right to speak. You can't take that away. That's freedom.
Right. I did want to go back to Trump for one second, though, because I did see.
Oh, no, we're still
getting ready
on
for
there.
Today. Tweet now. We decided that we're not going to do sanctions on North Korea now because Kim's a good guy. So the Treasury Department's drawing up.
I didn't even see that. Dude, he just makes me laugh. Forty-five is so inspirational with his idiot, with being such an idiot. He just makes me laugh, dude. That's the inspiration. That
the Genesis is going to be able to provide.
Sorry about that. That's me.
No, it's okay. What was it?
No, I was just pulling up that article on it and everything. Because he did this goofy-ass tweet, like I said, about the Treasury Department today says they're going to come up with new sanctions against North Korea and two Chinese shipping companies that have been shipping them different parts of weapons and things that they can do. And then Trump says, "You know what? They're doing so good. We're not going to impose these new sanctions."
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know how he came into power, right? He had his brother killed or his uncle killed. His brother. No, his uncle. I don't know which one it was. But the family member that was next in line for the throne, he had him killed. This little North Korean girl with a LOL t-shirt comes running up to him and blows some type of chemical weapon in his face. And it's all on video. You can see it.
Yeah, he
that's how he's
became, not a good guy.
That's how
he
became.
Big,
yeah,
a
no.
Good
not a good guy at all, dude. Still loading up nuclear weapons when we're trying to dismantle around the world, aren't we? I thought we were trying to not annihilate each other. I thought we were trying to be a civilization.
We try, but we have all these whack jobs running around, running the country, and I don't know. It's just, like you said, it ebbs and flows. We're going to have our good days and bad days. Unfortunately, we're in a bad 4 years. We got to hope it's not a bad 8 years. And things keep going different all the time. The Dow dropped another 460 points today because the recession might be happening. This is supposed to be the best. I mean, everyone says this is the best economy we've ever had. And yeah, unemployment is low and the rich are getting richer, but I don't think any of the middle class, I have not seen any extra money come out of it.
All of that is from Obama, except for the tax cuts for the rich, which is what he just did.
Right.
But all of any economy boosting or that's been boosted right now or jobs that were created, that was all Obama. That was not 45. We'll see the repercussions of 45 if he's able to actually do any damage. Because all it is verbiage right now. All it is like hearsay. All he's doing is just, you know, spouting off. Nothing has actually gone through except for those five things that we talked about earlier. The building of the wall, the tax cuts. I forgot what the other three were, but whatever. He has accomplished those things, or at least come close to it. So. You know, like he supposedly has started building the wall. I forgot what I was saying. What was I saying?
We were just talking about the economy going upside down and how it happened.
Yeah, no, any good economy stuff is Obama. That's the stuff that he implemented. And we're now seeing that because it takes a couple of years for things to actually, for us to see what.
No, we're on like 100-something months of gains, of economic gains. So he's only been in there for 24. So the first
four, right, exactly.
76 or so. You have to give
we're Obama. Yeah. So
yeah,
we'll
exactly.
We'll see the repercussions after he gets out of office of anything that he was able to do. It'll be up to whoever gets into office next to, clean up after his mess. So I'm not sure if Dan Rather said this. It might have been Dan Rather or I think it was Dan Rather. And he said that he will be the exception in American history or in United States history. He will be the exception.
It's going to be amazing to read all of these history books come 20, 25 years out and see what they actually say.
Not even like 100 years from now.
I'm going to be around to read it. Yeah. And I just don't know where the Republican Party is going to find themselves in 4 years. Even if it gets another 4 years, they're going to have to.
It seems to be dismantling. It seems to be like falling apart. You're getting a lot of people that, you know, were like, I'm pro making more money. I'm pro, you know, getting tax cuts. I'm pro different things. They're actually pro, you know, making sure that they can get the job instead of an immigrant who's undocumented. And that's great, but they didn't get any of that. They're looking at it going, wait a minute, where is mine? It didn't happen. And now, dude, the taxes that they had to pay this year. Oh. I'm sorry, yeah, I don't mean to laugh at you, but you were duped. You were duped.
Right.
And you know it.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. For middle-class people, it's not like they got a tax cut at all. They didn't get hurt. The well-off got rich, but you didn't get hurt. But because everyone touted that you're going to be making all this money and people saw higher money in their weekly paychecks, they thought they were actually making out. But then when they did their taxes at the end of the year, they realized that all the change was withholding taxes. And so they took less out throughout the year, but they still owed the same amount of taxes if you're middle class. Your taxes did not change at all. So people had to pay back because the withholding switched and they didn't switch their withholding accordingly. So it's like it's not that they were helped at all or hurt. They weren't hurt either, but they weren't helped. So all these people that use their withholding as a savings account, it didn't happen because it wasn't done correctly. But they didn't get hurt or helped by this.
Sorry, no trip to Disneyland this year. You didn't plan for it,
no
did you?
No Disneyland. And it's gonna affect the economy for that because people expect to see that. All the car dealers. I mean, how many of those car dealerships do you see commercials? Bring in your tax refund. Furniture companies, bring in your tax refund.
Yep.
Zero finance. People don't have those as much. It's down 16%. Compared to last year.
I have not seen one of those commercials lately. Last year, I saw those commercials. This year, I have not seen, nor have I auditioned for any of those. And I do voiceover. So, I'm auditioning for commercials a lot. And I have a really good agent. So they get me out as much as they possibly can. And I have not seen not one of those commercials come through. Of bring in your tax refund and we'll give you, you know, a car or we'll give you a sofa or whatever.
I haven't either.
I have not seen that one.
For years, we see all of them, every furniture place, every car place. You'd see those be on TV from about mid-March till the end of May. You'd see these things and it's just not happening because nobody's, like I said, it's down 60%. There's still people getting stuff back that knew what they were doing. But if you didn't know that you had to change your withholding, you're screwed.
Yeah. I'm really feeling bad for the people in Iowa and the people in Wisconsin and the people in Nebraska right now because they are not being supported by their government. They are under flood, massive, massive floods. I hate to talk about the weather again, but, you know, we're talking about economy as well. And our economy in the near future, as far as like beef and corn, and they've got no place to plant. We're in planting season. They've got no place to plant. All of their fields are flooded. That's Wisconsin. So we've got a problem coming up here, especially with the tariffs that we have on the countries that we actually get our food from.
Right.
So,
There's
and I feel really bad for them because they're all getting really screwed. What?
There's been a dozen levees that's broken on the Missouri River so far, causing it's $1.4 billion of losses in Nebraska alone.
Right now.
In Missouri and Iowa. I mean, it's
bad. That's right now. Hey, I said that last week. I said it's at least $1 billion,
really,
and now it's over.
Like you said, I mean, the tariffs were hurting them enough already because a lot of these are the soybean capital of the world in Iowa and stuff. So the tariffs were already hurting them. And now this flood water washing it out. It's just.
Yeah, we're going to not have anything to eat coming up here.
Yep.
And
a lot of these farmers are giving up the ghost. I mean, it's been happening. So, and it's another part of climate change in general because
Florida,
this all started.
Florida and California are, and Colorado is too, but Colorado just got so slammed with snow and everything. They're losing cows as well. There's not as many cows there, but there are cows because there's a lot of ranches in Colorado. But if Florida is mainly agriculture and it's not fruits and vegetables, it's frickin' cows. So, you know, and pigs, it's not what you think it is, but now we've got all of this garbage in Florida, as far as the wastewater that's been dumped and the chemicals that have been dumped into the water supply. So now we've got tainted beef that's going to be coming out of Florida, and California is the only other place where we actually have, you know, a large amount of beef. So we're really kind of dependent now to make sure that a place like California can get water. I hate to flip this back around to my idea on floodwater relocation program, but right now would be a great time to implement it, seeing as how we're going to need more water for California soon because they think they're out of a drought. They're sniffing too many poppies if they think they're out of a drought. So,
right.
and from what I can tell, they are. But they're going to need water coming up here very, very, very soon. And there's too much water in Nebraska. And there's too much water in Iowa. And there's too much water in Wisconsin. So let's ship it to them. I'm talking about working together here. Together. So what I want to know is what's really going on down in Tennessee. It seems like a lot of violence is happening lately coming out of Tennessee. And you'd think Tennessee would be this, like, place where, it's not really happening. This little girl got shot in her backyard by a stray bullet. Stray bullet? Where'd it come from? Somebody else's backyard? I'm just wondering. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to like switch off or segue so nastily because that was a nasty segue. But I'm just wondering what's going on down there. It seems like we're getting a lot of stuff coming out of Tennessee with the cop that got thrown into the fence by the ATV rider. Are you there, dude?
Right.
Or am I just talking to myself?
No, right.
Yeah. No, but some of that, if you look at the videos and there's a lot of people talking on Twitter with the police officer that got thrown into the fence by the ATV rider who was riding on the street with a group of other ATV. I don't know if they caught that guy yet, it looks like, and a lot of people are saying that the cop reached out to pull him off of the ATV. That is just dumb.
Yeah,
that is just stupid. You don't try to pull somebody off of a moving vehicle, and it's got some serious torque, man. It's just gonna drag you along like it did. So
that's
just
the thing
dumb.
You see in the movies where people do a little straight arm and people fall off the bike.
No, that's
not
what happened. Or you get picked up and you get thrown into a fence. I feel bad for the cop, but really dumb move, dude. Really dumb.
No.
And I get it. You're trying to stop these guys from going around, but I've seen them all riding ATVs and motorcycles down in Miami. They do it almost every weekend. I've seen them riding on the causeways down there. And what the police do is they'll kind of ride in front of them and then they'll ride behind them. So that they're kind of clear so that nobody's really getting hurt and they're letting them express themselves because they're really not causing any problems. They're not going around and damaging anything. They're not going around. I mean, until somebody reaches out and tries to grab them and pull them off,
right.
You know, then, yeah, somebody's going to get hurt. But, you know, to me, when I watched this happen down in Miami, the police were like helping them, you know, and protecting them at the same time hey, protect and serve. At the same time, they were doing a service for us so that we are protected at the same, you know, for people that are witnessing it, innocent bystanders, you know, to these guys just jamming down the middle of the road or all
right.
over the road for that matter.
I mean, you have to do something when it's on public lands and everything, or when it's on public thoroughfares.
There's like 40
there's so
of them.
Many places that are by the side
yeah,
of the
like
road.
There's like 40 of them. There's like 40 of them that are going at a time, and usually they're only doing it for like a half hour. They don't have that much gas. They're driving ATVs. They don't.
Right.
You know, they got like a gallon. You know, where are they going? So you know, it only goes for like a half hour, 45 minutes. It's not like they're doing it for a long period of time, and it's not like they're actually causing chaos. It's usually just through an area that's, you know, populated with tourists so that you get some fun happening, you know. And like I said, the police are usually involved, at least the ones that I've seen, the ones down in Miami, when I've seen it happen in Miami.
Yeah, I've never seen, I mean, there's dirt bikes all around in Midwest here in Ohio and everything. I'm sure Chicago, but there's all sorts of hills and trails right along freeways and stuff here. And you see dirt bikers all along, and there's never really a problem. Nobody goes after them. Police aren't trying to track them down because they're usually pretty harmless. Like you said, they're just out for a little thrill, a little joyride, and they're usually pretty good about staying away from the people. Every once in a while, like you said, they're trying to have a little thrill. There's some thrill seekers that are seeing what they can do to outsmart and outlast the traffic, and those people are the ones that usually end up having a cop try to straight art them off the thing. But it doesn't happen that often.
Yeah, that was just dumb.
Happening every day.
You know, that kind of leads into the police officer. I can't believe I'm blanking on his name right now. He just they wanted to charge him. The prosecution wanted to charge him here. Laquan, he shot Laquan 16 times, the Chicago police officer. Why can't I remember his name? I can't remember his name. But they just denied charging him more because it was like 16 counts of first degree murder or second degree murder. And I feel so bad for the city of Chicago. Because justice wasn't served on all parts, on all ends of this. And I feel so bad for Laquan, and I feel so bad for his family, and I feel so bad for the police officer as well. I'll get his name in a second. But I feel so bad for him too, because he was doing a job. Even though he made the wrong choice while doing that job, he was still doing a job, and that job was a Chicago police officer. And he had a police officer's handgun, one that was given to him by, thank you, yeah, Van Dyke. And he had a weapon that was given to him by the police department, and he was on duty, and he was doing what he thought was protecting and serving according to what the situation was, and saw this kid as a danger. So I get it, but I don't get shooting him 16 times. I don't understand that. But I also don't think that he should have been charged for murdering this kid. That's the wrong charge. It's police misconduct. And I think that they're afraid of actually saying there's a problem with the police department. But there is. There is a problem with the police department. If you have to shoot a kid who's carrying a knife 10 times, I there's a problem. You don't even have to shoot him once. You ever hear of a taser? I mean, you can take people down pretty quick. And there were other police units in the vicinity. It's not like he was by himself. So, you know, there were a number of different people that were going to take action before he shot Laquan. And then a number of different people that weren't going to take action. They were all just sitting back and waiting for Laquan to actually do something. Because all he had done is like stabbed a tire. And that's all he had done at that point and been walking around. And it seems like there was something wrong. To me, it seems like there was maybe a mental health issue. And if that's the case, he certainly did not need to be murdered or Sorry. And once again, it's not murdered. He didn't need to be shot by a police officer because he didn't murder him. Because it's not like he intentionally went out there and was like, I'm going to shoot somebody today. That's not what happened. So it's not murder. And it's definitely not premeditated. He's doing a job. So, you know, we really have to pay attention to that. And I really think they're afraid of just saying, look, we've got corruption going on and it needs to be looked at. And that's what internal affairs is for. I'm not a part of this. You guys have this whole system set up. So do your jobs. Protect and serve, because I'm pretty sure taxpayers pay you.
There you go. All right, let's take a quick break. We're actually 35 minutes in, if you count, or 18 if you count all of our audio issues. But what the heck? Let's go ahead and take a break and have that smush break and our coffee break and get a sponsor or two out there. Guys, we'll play a little Brian Justin Crumb. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. You're listening to Standing on a Soapbox. Give us a call, 347-989-0126. You'll hear it. We'll see you online.
Wait, what's
we'll
the song name?
As we can.
What's the song name?
This is Rise. This is the one I like. It's the acapella with Superfruit people. So here we go.
Nice.
I won't justify. Oh, you will see me thrive. Can write my story. I'm beyond the archetype.
Give us a call, 347-989-0126. You have about 20 minutes left. That's 347-989-0126. What else is on your mind today, my friend? Oh, he may not have made it back yet. We kind of got back quicker than we thought. We are having one of those days here.
Dude, that was not 3 minutes.
That was 3 minutes and 7 seconds. No,
it was not. I'm running from outside.
Too funny. We had snow again today, by the way, this morning.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. Did anybody predict it?
Yeah, they said we might get some. So it was 50 yesterday. Then it's 38 is the high today. It's going to get 60 by the end of the week or by
oh,
middle spring. Of the week. But still.
It's spring. You know, that's just normal spring
yeah.
behavior, actually.
That's true.
That's spring.
True.
Sometimes it snows in April. It's one of my favorite Prince songs, by the way.
I was going to say, I just saw something today. There's some Prince tributes going to be happening somewhere here. I love Prince. Prince is one of my favorite artists.
Sometimes it snows in April. Yeah, I love that song.
Yep. Very cool. Very cool. Man, I have so much we have to get to and so little time. That's not true. I have nothing to talk about whatsoever. Come on, guys. Call in. Give us a call.
You're funny. 347-989-0126. Come on. There's always something to talk about, dude. Nancy Pelosi actually said something stupid, and I forgot what it was. And she doesn't normally say stupid things. And she said something stupid, some quote of hers. And I wish I could remember what it was.
I'm afraid she's one of the ones that's endorsing this vote at 16 rule. I think that.
Oh no, that's it. That's it. Yeah. I get it in the 1770s because people didn't live to like 40.
Right.
You know, by the time you were 40, you were dead. So, like Hamilton was 19 or 20 years old, and when he was, you know, when they were all writing up the Constitution and you know, these people were really young. And there were some people that did sign the Declaration of Independence that were, I think there was like a 10-year-old there's people in there that were really young that were representing their area of the country. And so I understand why she might want to do that, but really, I think we should actually shift it all to 21. I mean, all of it. We've already done alcohol. So, and we've done weed. Now you can't be, you know, you gotta be 21 in order to buy weed. So I'm sorry, marijuana. And then you gotta be 21 to what? What else?
Well, 21 is pretty much alcohol only, I think, anymore.
And weed.
Right, and weed. But I don't agree with
and cigarettes.
Particularly.
And cigarettes, right? Have they raised
well,
it
some
to
cities, some
21?
Some cities are moving to go to 21, not all cities. 18 is, I think, the federal, but
18,
some
is
state
it?
And local. Yeah, some state and local have switched it up to 21. But I kind of agree with 18 for voting, especially because, like I said, the whole reason behind moving it from 21 to 18 back in the day, back in whenever they did the 24th Amendment, was because we're sending all these soldiers. Once they turned 18, the draft was involved, and they had to go fight their country. They should be able to vote on whether to go to war and things like that. So I understand that. There is no draft anymore. So maybe we can talk about lifting it back up. They'll voluntarily go into the service. I have no problem with 21 because there's no draft. I understand why they did it, though, because I think you're right. You can't initiate a draft, say, at 18, we're going to put you in the service, but we're not going to give you any vote in the democracy. You're just going to go to work for the government. But
yeah, no, that doesn't work.
Government.
Yeah,
that
doesn't work.
But
nope.
Now that we've gotten rid of the draft, I don't have a problem being back up to 21. But 16 is just like,
no,
I have
that's, yeah, that was a stupid thing
that
I think
I would
said.
Trust with my computer passwords, let alone a vote for our democracy. So it's like, I don't think 16 is the smart way to go. That's one of the newer proposals that I'm
oh,
not.
Come on, we'll get more reality show. We'll get more reality show hosts and reality show contestants. Cause I can't even, dude, I'm throwing up in my mouth when I call them actors. So I can't do it. They're just the freaking worst actors on the planet. And it's glaringly obvious now that we have a reality show host as president. So it's so glaringly obvious. He has no taste. He has no couth. He has no acting ability, none whatsoever. That was glaringly obvious, actually, when he was in Home Alone. Macaulay Culkin at 6 years old crushed him in that scene, just devoured him in that scene. And it's a six-year-old that's devouring him, destroying him, because he's no good at acting. He's horrible. No talent. Reality show host. So, no, that'll be great. Let all the 16-year-olds freaking vote. So we get another, we're going to get a Kardashian next as president? Serious?
Ugh. Yeah, I don't think any reality shows are actors. The only time I could
They'll call themselves actors, that's for sure. And they're doing a bunch of freaking acting, dude. It's just really bad.
I guess they are acting, but I can't bring myself to call them actors. That's for damn sure. Even all these revisionist histories that people do, the drunk history people are better than the reality show. These are actual actors that are redoing most of these.
Drunk history is almost documentary. It's almost documentary because they actually have to know something about the history that they're talking about, and they just happen to be drunk. So whatever the moment in history is that they're experts, whoever it is that's speaking about it is an expert, be it a comedian or whoever, because I know they have all sorts of different people on there. Usually it's comedians because comedians are friggin' funny. So that's we want to hear history because history can sometimes be boring if it's just told as is.
Right.
So we want to hear it told in a way where it becomes endearing. And that's what comedians do and actors. I think Drunk History actually is on Comedy Central, right? They actually get history right more often than not. So a hell of a lot better than what's been coming around lately on social media. So from what I've been seeing, dude, yeah, we really got to pay attention to this history or herstory for that matter, because there are a bunch of women that have changed the course of our civilizations. So, and our societies and in those time periods, like when Cleopatra ruled, it should be called herstory, not history.
No, agreed. 100%. I think everything needs to be. I mean, there was a big controversy because California was the first, and now New Jersey is the second state of the 50 states to mandate LGBT history be taught. And that's got people going out of their frickin' minds. And I understand it to a point, but it's not, you have to understand, everyone takes it from the headline and not what it is. It's actually not. We're not teaching it in elementary school. We're waiting in history when we talk about leaders of different things, just so they have identifiers of people in history that does it. It's not like you're doing a pro agenda, just saying, by the way, this guy that did this founding of such and such happened to be part of the LGBT community. So people can have some awareness that there is things out there and people are losing their mind over that stuff. And same thing with women. Anytime you start, when they start doing Black History Month, that's a huge issue for a long time. People just can't handle having to learn anything outside their narrow little points of view. It's just bad.
I'm sorry. I was just thinking, and I know nobody can see me thinking. They're just like, hey, dead air. I don't understand. It's just been my viewpoint since I was a little kid. Since I was born, I don't ever see color. I never have. I don't see any individual as anything other than human. I don't see races. I do see some people as reptilian, but that's more conspiracy theory, and it's mainly based on
you
their actions.
You watched me one too many times when you were doing acting.
Yeah, but it's mainly based on their actions and their looks sometimes. So I guess I am discriminatory when I'm looking at them, going, "You are thinking with your reptile head." And which is at the base of your brainstem. You're not thinking with your entire brain. You're only thinking instinctually, and that's the way you act, and that's the way you look. So, I may be a little discriminatory toward the reptilian members of our current administration. But I, you know, I don't understand it. And I can't blame anyone else for what would be my failure in life, especially if I was born in the United States. If I was born in the United States and I'm a friggin' complete friggin' loser and everybody around me and myself feel that way, then that's on me, dude. That's on me. I have to go and prove everybody wrong. I have to go and prove myself wrong. We live in a capitalist and democratic society here in the United States. So you have an immense amount of opportunity in order to fix yourself, in order to make yourself into something. So to blame other people for your, I don't know, not misgivings. I don't even know what it is for your self-deprecation. Check yourself and go and get a freaking job. Check yourself and go and paint some art. Check yourself. Go play the drums. Check yourself. Go start singing. Check yourself. Go to community theater. Check yourself. Freaking go and get the job cleaning out the freaking porta potties at a construction site, because that's an amazingly high paid job. Check yourself and go and do your own shit. Go and do your own stuff. You can't blame anybody else for taking your stuff. There's a whole bunch of opportunity here. This is the United States.
Well, that's another issue I'm having trouble with, besides the 16-year-old thing, is I'm having trouble with the whole reparations thing. And I understand they were definitely the African-Americans, black people were discriminated against for a long time.
But well, they were supposedly promised 40 acres and a mule, correct, by Abraham Lincoln. Pretty sure the majority of them never got their 40 acres and a mule. So that's part of it. And because there was stuff that was promised to them so that they could be as a whole, as a race, they could be further ahead at, say, this time in these years, in the future, and which would be now. And they seem to be, we just talked about Van Dyke. They seem to be getting shot. They seem to be getting taken down. They still seem to be treated in such a way. Oh, dude, what did I saw something today. It was really freaking funny. And it goes along these lines. I'll remember it. They still seem to be brought down and treated in such a way, and especially by like old white guys. So, it's like there's all this shit that's happening.
Yeah, but I don't see money healing that. I don't know.
It's not necessarily monies. It's not necessarily monies. It's more about being able to progressively move forward. And as a race, they have not been able to do that. We still have, white supremacy has been rearing its ugly head for easily the last 2 years. Again, we go through this and we have to continually go through this. It's a fight for civil rights, and we have to continue to battle and go up against it. And that is, it's what everybody doesn't want to do anymore. Anybody who's an advocate, they don't want to have to stand up anymore. We all thought that we were past it, especially because we have we had a black president. So we're like, obviously, things didn't get crazy like everybody thought they would, or like you were saying they would. And, it didn't. None of that happened. It was just a very a progressive thing to do. And I'm not talking about Democrat progressive. I'm just talking about society progressive, because we have to move forward. We cannot sit and stir, and we can't go back You can't go back to 1942 where old white guys were picking on minorities, gays, and women. You can't do that. That's just not the way this is. So we don't, you know, we don't live there anymore. Yet there's a lot of people, not a lot, actually that number's going down quickly. It used to be about a third. It's now about, this is going to be the lowest approval rating of a president in history. Like I said, he'll be the exception. We're down to like 22%, and there's no way 22% is going to get you elected. No way. Because we're going to,
no,
a lot of people
even said today they're going for electoral college when they know they can't get a popular vote win because he knows he's not popular enough.
Well, so the electoral college is disappearing. We're now looking at 14 states that are turning and saying, guess what? Popular vote. And that's the winner. We're not going by our electoral college. And really, we just need some of those states that were red last time to turn and say, yeah, we agree. We're not going with electoral college either.
Because it's a compact. It's not happening yet. What the way the compact is working is once they get to the 270 vote threshold, then it'll be enacted. But it's not going to be enacted until they actually get to that threshold. So even though
they're only at 190.
Right.
Yeah, they're only at 190 votes.
States, but they're not going to actually do it until they get to the 270. They're still going to allot them the way they need to.
Yep.
But we're getting closer, getting closer.
Oh, no, very close.
More states.
Sorry, was that my computer? Most likely.
No. It might have been. Yeah, I don't think I did.
Why did yours? Yeah, computers are being weird lately. I don't know if everybody else is noticing it. I don't know if
the listening audience has been
noticing, but their computers have been acting up lately. I had to put mine into Best Buy because of whatever happened when I was on the air, 2 days ago or 3 days ago? So, because I got something. Something happened and everything froze. Everything froze on it. So.
I'm so mad at Best Buy, and right now it's not even funny because my computer, I got this computer last year. I think it was last June, very end of June, very early July, I got this computer. And I bought insurance for it because they said, you want to get insurance for it? I said, sure, I'll get insurance for it. They said, it'll be $300 for 3 years. Like, all right, I'll do it. So I spent an extra $300 for insurance for 3 years. So I bring it in the first time in like November, December, because it just kept turning off on its own. And they said, well, that's a software issue. You got hardware insurance. I said, what? So it would have been $600 if I would have got software insurance and hardware insurance. And I said, I paid $680 for the entire computer. You would be paying extra $600.
Why would I pay $600 for insurance?
Thing. And so I thought I got insurance if anything went wrong. I just thought there's insurance. There's not hardware and software insurance. Like, nope, you can get one or the other, and you got hardware.
Oh, no, you got to read every single one of those contracts. That's what I said.
Oh,
all the way through life. All the way through life. Doesn't matter what you do. You know, as an actor, I read every single line of every single contract and disagree or agree.
This thing's been turning off and on ever since, and I just can't. I refuse.
Yeah, it's impossible, dude, to read the terms of something like Best Buy. It's impossible. They've got so many pages. So there's no way you would have read that you need to pay another $300 for software.
It's nuts. All right, we have 1 minute. Finish up with your thoughts
what?
For the week. We'll be back.
One minute, on a Friday? Oh, my God. It's the last.
Friday.
It's the last minute. Oh,
last
wow.
minute of the week.
I'm just really disappointed in the way people are treating each other lately. And I think they really need to, everyone needs to just step up and start treating everybody better. And it's reciprocal. When you do something good for somebody, and it doesn't matter, it's random acts of kindness as well. When you do something like walking up to a homeless person and giving them a shirt, you know, just random acts of kindness, it does come back around to you. And you'll see it in other ways happening to you. It does come back around. And sometimes you got to give it a little bit of time. And it's got to be genuine. You know, don't go out and try to, you know, help people because you think it's going to come back to you. No, it's got to be genuine. Make it genuine, and then we'll all live a lot more peaceful life.
There you go. And that's the final thought for the week, boys and girls. Be good to each other out there. Craig, thanks for spending another week standing on my soapbox. We'll be back next Monday through Friday at 1
Thank
o'clock
you, sir.
Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern time, every single day. Guys, have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Peace.